Our guest at the cafe this morning is Jack Neal, the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, good. And, of course, wintertime. But I tell you, I've been looking at one of the Facebook pages for the Northeast Texas Trail. And even though it's winter, looks like there's a lot of activity out there.
We really are a four seasons trail, and a lot of us really enjoy this time of year on the trail as much as any time, maybe a little more than the middle of the summer.
Sure, sure. I mean, the weather has been very nice, and we've had a little bit of rain and cold weather, but I mean, by and large, been a pretty nice winter so far. Well, I saw a lot of interesting things on the Northeast Texas Trail Facebook page, and it's been posted in the past few days. There's a video of a bicycle ride on the trail in the Farmersville area. And the thing that is great about that is that it speeded up.
You can get all those miles in just a couple of minutes.
Right. You see the whole length of the trail.
And it's a great place to see it. I mean, that honestly is one of the really pretty parts of the trail. They've done a great job down in Farmersville. So, yeah, you get to do the whole thing. I'd still recommend you want to get out there yourself and experience
as well. But this gives you can look at it and have some idea of what you're going to encounter. And there's a lot of variety on the trail.
There is a huge amount of variety
in that area.
Really all along. In Farmersville, you've got that look. On the other end, New Boston is sort of similar. We've got all kinds of rural areas in the middle. And really, even in the central part around Paris, Reno, Blossom, that's all asphalt. So if you want to take your road bike out on the trail, you can do there. So basically, whatever you're riding, road bike, gravel grinder, hybrid, there's a place on the trail to really go out and really experience what the trail has to offer.
So the Paris, Blossom, Reno area, it's mostly paved.
That is all paved. That's all asphalt. A lot of things go on around there. We have a lot of activities. It's pretty much busy all year round. And, in some cases around the Paris area, we'll have 1,000 people go through there on a given day. So a lot of activity.
Yeah. How long is that stretch there?
That's probably, you can go about 15 miles right now. That's really, just absolutely beautiful. And that's expanding because we're sort of heading east with you as we get more work done along the trail, heading east into Detroit and into Bagwell and through that area as we head towards Clarksville.
Yeah. Kevin Whitley had another video, and this was in the Detroit and Bagwell area. So again, you can get on there and kind of see what it's all about.
You can see how much improvement we have there. Just in the last year, that's gone from some sort of rough areas, we'll say, to, again, a lot of the work that went on this past year happened there. And we're going to be in a position within the next several months, sometime certainly this year, where it's going to be really beautiful going all the way from there pretty much into Clarksville.
And you're referring to some things that may be happening because of your grants?
Absolutely. And, the work that is coming along because of the grants that we were successful in over the last year. And a lot of work starting in that process. A lot of that starts in the winter, and we've been lucky that it's been a winter that we can get started on that a little earlier than maybe last year.
I'll come back to that in a few minutes. We're talking with Jack Neal. Jack's the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Again, looking at the Facebook page and just the things people are doing. Keith Hargis is on there, had a 52-mile hike. I gather that he went from Roxton into Paris and just kind of wound around in there to make that 52 miles. But he's talking about, he camped out at night and encountering coyotes.
There are coyotes, depending on whatever you want to call them. A lot of birds through that area. We have some hogs through there as well. And especially this time of year, again, they're sort of out and they're just enjoying their part of nature as well.
Sure,
so keep an eye out for them. You'll enjoy them and experience them. We'll put it that way.
I think he heard the wild hogs, but he did not see.
Oh, he'll see them.
With the coyotes, he said he just shined a flashlight that seemed to scare them away.
I've seen a number of coyotes along the trail, and they tend to sort of, in many ways, they seemed as interested in what I was doing as I was in what they were doing. Mm. Never really had had an issue, but they like to see what's going on in their area, I guess.
Another post from Sherry Morris of Pecan Gap, and she had some nice photos again, but she's created a little chest. She finds things.
Absolutely.
And she's created a chest where she puts all these things that she finds along.
Well, remember, it used to be an old railroad, so a lot of things are along there. A lot of railroad spikes, a lot of memorabilia, and that's one of the things a lot of us. And I, when I came to town, that's one of the first things I did. I've got my own little version of that little a chest of things that I found along the trail. That's fun to do. One of the things to do when you're hiking and biking.
She's found railroad spikes and old glass insulator.
Yep, there's a lot of those, especially out in that area where we haven't had as much work happen yet.
I see.
So we haven't had as many people go through and find those little tidbits.
I see. Our friend Hank Pickering put up a post and said there's a new, what he calls, pit stop in Wolf City, and this is a barbecue restaurant called Jerky Junior's Smokehouse there on the trail in Wolf City.
I tell you, you can spend a good day on the trail just going through Wolf City. There is all kinds of things going on there, a lot of activity there. They're doing so many good things down in Wolf City, and I really appreciate what all of the folks down there have put together. Yeah. Just in my time on the trail, the last 2.5 years, the amount of things have been added in the general Wolf City area through Wolf City. A lot of credit going out to Hank and those folks.
Absolutely. And we're almost out of time, but again, during the course of this year, you're putting together things that will implement the grant funding, almost $1 million in grant funding.
Absolutely. All of the work that we raised the money for, we got the grants for, that's going to be happening really starting anytime now. We have meetings with a number of contractors coming up, you know, in the next couple of weeks to get that all started. And again, the weather's right now cooperating well with us, so we're hoping that stays and we can get a lot of things done and accomplished probably within the next, I would say, this year.
Fantastic. Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Jack Neal, Executive Director of the Northeast Texas Trail, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.